Right, question for you, Sean. This is from Emma.
Is there any benefit to going gluten-free if you're not gluten intolerant?
What do you think?
Well, thanks, Emma. That's a very popular one. No, in fact, gluten is a protein you find in grass-related things like wheat, barley, rye and oats. And what it does is it provides like a viscous elastic network to give structure to those things. Now, about 1% of the population suffers from celiac disease, which is an immune disease, which means they can't tolerate gluten. And then we think about 6% of people might have what we call non-celiac gluten intolerance. So they have the similar symptoms. Now, if you think about a lot of our diet can be wheat-based, and some people maybe are having something like a cereal for breakfast, sandwiches for lunch and pasta for dinner. So there is this theory that perhaps there's a threshold. And the best way, I would say, anyway, for a healthy diet is to mix up your carbs. So have potatoes, rice, pasta, to have a variety. You get plenty of gluten-free foods now, but they're not necessarily more healthy. And actually, they
they're also not very tasty.
No, because if they're missing that structure, then they'll have to adapt the recipe. They all can be high in fat, sugar, salt. They can be low in fibre, low in protein. And research has shown that often people who are avoiding gluten are then adding less healthy choices, maybe like cakes and biscuits, more into their diet.
Can I just ask, what proportion of people think they have gluten intolerance, and what proportion, if we go and test the population, probably really do have it?
Yeah, there's various studies that have looked at this, but a figure that's it's quite often quoted is about 30% of people think that they have some kind of allergy or intolerance. But actually, when it comes down to it, it's probably somewhere between, like I said, 1% to 6%. People forget things like, if you take symptoms like bloating, if you think about a meal that you've eaten on a plate, that food's got to go somewhere. So it will go in your stomach. If you think about when your stomach's relaxed and then you're putting the food in it. So it's normal parts of digestion that people seem to have forgotten. And also things like lack of fibre can actually produce gastro symptoms. So I think it's maybe things that should generally people are misinterpreting. The other interesting thing that's coming along is something called FODMAPs, which is fermentable oligosaccharides, disaccharides, monosaccharides and polyols, which are types of carbohydrate which do get fermented in the large bowel and can produce problems in some people. If people want to follow a FODMAP diet, you can't do it lightly. Go and see a dietitian. Yes, it's something that can be very useful for people in IBS and improves symptoms in about 75% of people, but you have to follow it properly.
Thank you, Sean. And of course, we mustn't conflate IBS and celiac disease or gluten intolerance, because they are quite different things, aren't they?